And so there's definitely a certain sense of urgency to this being the 22nd of April already, and people needing to get the absentee application, then send that in, and then get the ballot back, and then send the ballot back in. So it's definitely something people don't want to wait for.
Yeah, that's right. And so far, I know that we've had 200 or a few more than 200 absentee ballot applications, and I know that the town hall staff has they are trying very hard to send the ballots out the day they get the application. So we're doing what we can to move it along as quickly as we can.
All right, and I think Gino got a text through our text line. He's going to read that to you.
Yes, if anybody has any additional questions, feel free to text us at 603-356-9145. Again, that is 603-356-9145. This one reads, if you are not already registered to vote, is there a way to still vote absentee, or do you have to show up in person?
Yeah, no, you can. Wait a minute, I shouldn't say no. I should say yes, you can register to vote and vote absentee. So when you get the application, you will check the box that says that I'm unable to register in person and I would like the form sent to me. So you'll get the forms to register and the forms and the ballot at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, and then there was one more here, kind of looking for a clarification. You guys did touch on it slightly. The completed ballots, when it comes to having the completed ballots, do they need to be mailed back, or is that option available? I know we're pushing people to do the mailing. That's what we want them to do. But is there going to be somebody accepting them at the polling place?
Well, as a practical matter, if a ballot gets to me, or if the ballot gets to town hall any time before we're done counting and announcing the results, we're going to be looking hard at that ballot because we want to honor people's constitutional right to vote. But the very strong preference is that voters meet these deadlines. They're set up for a reason. They're set up so that we can get the vote counted and get the results done on the night of the election.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And someone else had written in, does this increase the chance for voter fraud?
Well, I can see that argument in a big city. I guess here, when you fill out the application, the clerk gets that application and they're checking you off the checklist. You know, we have this actual checklist that has voters' names and addresses on it, and you don't get an application if you're not on that checklist, unless you're also, you know, trying to become a new registered voter. Mm-hmm. But I think Conway is a small enough place that with the poll workers that we have, we very often know the people who are coming to vote. We have their addresses. We if you live in town, you're aware of addresses. You know, you're aware of the names of addresses. So I suppose there could be some slight risk of increase of voter fraud, but I think under the circumstances of this COVID crisis, absentee ballots are really the only way to move this election forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm well aware that you guys have a very strong group of volunteers that do the voting down in Conway, so that must be a big help that have been doing it for a long time.
Well, we do, but honestly, I'm 60, and I think I'm one of the younger people involved in the poll worker crowd. So, I do anticipate that there will be a number of longtime poll workers who this time are going to say, I'm just not comfortable being there, and I will absolutely honor that. And so I am actively looking for volunteers who would be willing to give me a call and let me know that they could help us out on Election Day.
Now, do you have to be a Conway resident to volunteer?
Yes.
Okay. So, you're touching on a point you were just talking about. Many of the individuals who usually do help out are older, and there probably still will be a lot of people, I'm imagining, that will step up to the plate and do this. Are there going to be any kind of extra precautionary measures for personal, like physical voting that day?
Well, we have here in Conway, we have an emergency preparedness officer, Matt Levitt, and he has the ability to request PPE from the state. I don't know how much they have available. I don't know how much we're going to get, but our intention is that any poll worker would, at a minimum, have a mask and gloves, a good mask and gloves, I don't know if they need gowns. We're still trying to sort this out. You know, what do you need if people are 6 feet apart, or if the voter is inside the car and the poll worker is outside the car?
Right, right. Well, and I think that the way the town is, you know, obviously you've had to push the election back, trying to get it done. I think this is a great first step now that we have that wave by the governor to do the absentee applications. Obviously, this is the first step because, like we said, there's not a lot of time to get this done. And while this process is happening, obviously people can, you and your staff and the town of Conway can figure out the rest of the details.
Right, yeah, and we're, you know, there's a lot of people working on this, and I'm getting a lot of help from a lot of different people, and I have no doubt that we'll come up with something reasonable for the actual day of May 12th, but you'll be making our May 12th easier if you do the absentee process so that we know ahead of time we have most of the votes already to cast.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We're talking with Deborah Favre, Town of Conway moderator, about the upcoming Conway election on Tuesday, May 12th. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with some final thoughts.
Absolutely, and if you have any final questions, now's the time to ask. Make sure you text us at 603-356-9145. We'll be back after this.
I'm Greg Frizzell. Welcome back to Drive Time. That news was brought to you by Johnson's Auto Care. Open and here with discounts and rewards. Show your AAA card membership and receive 10% off. Combine that with any unused loyalty rewards points from Johnson's and your savings really add up. Johnson's Auto Care, Route 302 North Conway, or visit online at johnsonsautocare.com. So we're here with Town of Conway moderator Deborah Favre talking about the upcoming Tuesday, May 12th election here in Conway. How are we doing, Deborah?
So far, so good.
All right. So maybe we should just, do you have any final thoughts about what you want to get across the election, aside from the details that maybe we can just go over again?
Well, just the bottom line that the law has changed a little bit, and that every Conway voter is eligible to vote absentee. And we don't know how long this COVID crisis is going to last, but we do know that we have another election coming up September 8th, the state primary, and then we have the big presidential election November 3rd. And the absentee ballot process will be available for those elections, too. So I think this municipal election now on May 12th is a great dry run for that process for the next two elections. So I hope people will really give it a try.
No, that sounds good, and it should be on a smaller scale, like you said, so it'll give you a chance to maybe work on some things that and see how it goes for
right.
The future. So let's just do a quick rundown. Can you tell people again about the absentee ballot application and where to find them?
Sure. The applications are at Hannaford and at Shaw's, out in the vestibule of both stores. There's great big boxes with the town reports. And also the two-page absentee ballot application. You can also find the ballot applications at all the local post offices and in a pickup box right outside the office of the Conway Daily Sun.
And, of course, the simplest way, if you're online, is to go online to conwayNH.org, and right on the front page there will be the sample ballots, and then right under the two sample ballots is the application for the absentee ballot.
Right. You click on the link, it pops up. You can't fill it in online. You need to print it out and fill it in and get it back to the town clerk.
And then they'll be receiving their ballot to actually vote with, and then they need to send that back in, and they need to have that back in by when?
By Monday, May 11th at 5 p.m.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. Well, good luck with the election. I'm sure you guys will do just great. And thank you very much for your time this evening.
All right, great. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there it is. Another presentation of Drive Time brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant, Leone McDonald, Ann Roberts, and Settlers Green. We do want to remind you all previous Drive Times are posted up on both our websites now and available at WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. We do Drive Times Mondays, Wednesdays, and Friday nights. And actually coming up on Friday, we're going to be talking to New Hampshire Representative Chris Pappas. Should be a very informative conversation. If you have any questions for Mr. Pappas, make sure you text us 603 356 256-9145 for now on Magic 104, as well as WMWV. This has been Drive Time.